The cost of economic recovery, maybe the cost of cereal, Kleenex? I'm David Brancaccio. There's inflation as a macroeconomic abstraction, like when The Voice comes on the radio to talk about the Fed's inflation goal of 2%. And then there's the this-just-got-real type of inflation. The prices of some stuff you buy at the supermarket is going up as recovery from pandemic gathers steam. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Procter & Gamble is raising prices this fall for baby products such as diapers. Kimberly-Clark, the price of Kleenex tissues. They'll go up in June. General Mills is considering the same for its cereal, and so is Coca-Cola for its drinks. Companies say the price hikes, somewhere in the single-digit percentages, are because the raw ingredients they need, commodities such as sugar and corn, are getting more expensive. That's thanks to easing pandemic restrictions and rising demand. In fact, the price of sugar is up 24% since October. Corn and soybean prices are at 8-year highs, which has been great for farmers. Raw ingredients are not the only cost pressure for household goods makers. There are also supply chain and transportation costs, which have increased too. The extra expenses are filtering down. Consumer prices are up 0.6% in March. That's the biggest increase in almost a decade. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
When you sign up for music subscriptions through the Apple Store, Apple gets a cut. Now European competition regulators are accusing Apple of using its clout to extract too big of a cut. The BBC's business correspondent Theo Leggett has more from London.
The European Commission claims that Apple's policy of charging a 30% commission on subscriptions to music streaming services bought through its App Store amounts to abuse of its dominant market position. It says providers of alternatives to the company's own Apple Music service are put at a disadvantage, and consumers using Apple devices lose out as a result. The case was launched 2 years ago following a complaint from Spotify, which accused Apple of deliberately limiting choice and stifling innovation. The commission's conclusions are preliminary, and Apple will have a chance to respond and request a hearing. But if the commission's findings are confirmed, the technology giant could face heavy fines.
Theo Leggett with the BBC. The fault, dear Brutus, may be in the default setting. One way to help people save for retirement has to do with what happens by default when you get hired by a company that has a 401k-style retirement plan. Oregon's been experimenting. Here to tell us more is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So how many private sector workers don't have access to a 401k or the other one, 403b?
So only about half of private sector employees work at companies that offer a retirement savings plan. So most of the uncovered, they work at smaller businesses and they typically earn lower wages. So it's true they could open up an IRA on their own, but most don't.
Often people don't. Often people can't. Now, several administrations, both parties, have proposed different initiatives to expand coverage for retirement, but they didn't seem to take, right?
No, you're right. I mean, there've been all these national initiatives, but these ideas never gain momentum. And it's largely because the financial services industry was opposed. And so frustrated with the lack of progress, several states stepped into the policy vacuum. And one is Oregon's Automatic Enrollment Retirement Savings Program. And this is for private sector workers who don't have access to other workplace retirement plans. It's called Oregon Saves.
So eligible people in Oregon, if they do nothing, what happens? What is this plan?
Okay, so I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but it's structured like a Roth IRA. So Roth simply means the account, the retirement account's funded with after-tax dollars. Enrollment is automatic, but employees can opt out. And private sector firms without an existing plan, retirement savings plan, they're required to enroll their employees. And to keep costs down for employers, there's no company match. And the default after-tax contribution rate is 5%.
What happened? Did it increase the number of private sector workers in Oregon who are saving?
Well, that's the question four economists decided to pursue, and their conclusion is that the plan, and I quote, meaningfully increased, unquote, employee savings. Now, they did note that, you know, employees, a number of them opted out of the plan, but they said, look, for low-wage workers, you know, meeting current needs before contributing to an IRA may have been a rational choice.
All right, so what is in Oregon stays in Oregon, or might we see something like this spread?
The basic concept is called the, you know, the auto IRA concept. It was actually developed originally as a national plan. And the design is kind of a good combination. It was low cost for employers, but the mandate does expand the number of people who are saving for the retirement. And the results suggest just make it a federal program.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, speaking from St. Paul. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.
And I used to see Joe Biden in the coffee counter area chatting with passengers on Amtrak as he commuted from Delaware into D.C. as senator. He likes his trains. Well, today the president will hold forth again to boost his infrastructure plans, this time at an Amtrak station, 30th Street in Philadelphia. His $2 trillion infrastructure proposal includes $85 billion to repair and build out public transit and $80 billion for freight and passenger railroads to be funded by proposed tax increases on wealthier people. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.